It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So our attempt is to reach the pastor, and the number is ringing. I'm hoping that he will answer soon. There you go. The pastor has just picked up. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Lizu?
Yes. Are you able to get me?
Yes, I am, Mfundisi. I am. Good afternoon to you, Mfundisi. Are you well?
I am well, thank you. Hope you had a wonderful day so far.
Yes, so far, so good, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Let's jump right in, Mfundisi. We are now talking about the cost of discipleship. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, Jesus makes a profound statement about the cost of discipleship. If anyone who comes after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Let's talk about that, Mfundisi. What does it mean to deny oneself in the context of Jesus, following Jesus?
Thank you so much, and glad that we could read from Luke chapter 9, 23 and 24 now. To deny oneself there in the context of following Christ is to actually just put away everything that is visible and invisible, that is public and not public, away from stopping us from being followers of Christ in totality. You see, the actual cost of discipleship actually involves discipline in all facets of life. So every impulse, every imagination, our ambitions, our desires are all submitted to God. So to deny oneself is to put away that which the world thinks they admire and that we can't do without. But we deny ourselves, and we stand upon the principles of God. And that doesn't mean we are on the other end that is, well, it's not happening, it's
right,
boring, but
right.
we rebuke stuff that is not right,
right.
before us and God.
So why does Jesus use the imagery of taking up one's cross, and what does it signify for discipleship, Mfundisi?
Okay. You see, in the olden times, in the Roman world...
Are you still there, Mfundisi? Okay, that line just dipped as he was answering. I'm hoping he'll be able to get
so
back to us.
So, to take up the cross...
Sorry, Mfundisi, your answer, as you were starting, you said in the Roman world, and then it dipped. Could you please start again, Mfundisi? In the Roman world?
Okay, again, in the Roman world, in the Roman times, the cross was a symbol of shame. It was a symbol of guilt. It was a guilt, suffering, and rejection. So taking up the cross means to be identified with him. You see, Christ took up the cross, meaning he carried every weight of challenge that was before him. He walked with the cross all the way up to Golgotha. And so us today, to take up the cross is to identify ourselves with his suffering, knowing that he went through these things. And so we carry the burden today. We may not have the physical cross, but we have the cross of all the issues that that's around us. So we take the cross, meaning we identify ourselves with Jesus and what he did.
Right. So what are some of the practical examples of denying oneself and taking one's cross, Mfundisi, in today's world?
Okay. Some of the practical examples on taking up the cross today, well, it's a matter of holding on. We need to hold on. Especially in moments of pain, each one of us, at one time or another, we undergo pain. And each time, today or tomorrow, the other week, we undergo some heartache and so on. So in those moments of suffering and pain that we feel like Christ is far away, we are able to hold on. We persevere. We endure, because that is a practical thing and it is real. We know that, okay, I have a problem, but you'll not be here for a long time. It is just a phase. It's just a time, just like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says. So the cross is a symbol of one's burdens, but Well, burdens are not there to kill us. Burdens are there to refine us so that we get up and walk again and follow Jesus.
Yeah. So how does prioritizing your relationship with Jesus impact other aspects of your life, Mfundisi, such as, for example, your career, your relationships, and your personal goals?
Okay, this question is beautiful because it reminds me of a beautiful text from the first book of the New Testament, which is Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 tells us to seek the kingdom of God first. And when we seek the kingdom of God, then everything else will be added. What is that we want? We want fame, we want wealth, we want promotion, we want good health, we just want spiritual growth. And so prioritizing our relationship with Jesus has a big impact on our lives. You see, a couple that fears God is different from a couple that doesn't fear God. A couple that fears God, they will quarrel, they will equally fight, they will, you know, but they will get to a point of proper reconciliation. But a couple that doesn't fear God, hey, when they fight, they'll think of, hey, where is the gun nearby so that I can just silence this this brother or this sister. So the impact is awesome because in our careers, we will shine. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they prospered. They reflected with the glory of God in their career. And the Bible says they were 10 times wiser. Now, the gap was too big. 10-0, it's like a soccer game. 10-0 is really a slash down. So it impacts us well. It gives us prosperity career-wise. Even our relationship, man to man, man to woman, just goes well, and we achieve our goals.
Okay. And then my last question, Funis, what are some of the common misconceptions about the sacrifices involved in being a disciple of Jesus?
Okay, I like that one too. Misconceptions. You see, sometimes people think that when you follow Christ, your life will be boring. Your life will be old-fashioned. I don't know what's boring about, you know, following Christ according to the notion of humanity. They will feel you are old-fashioned. You are not happening. Mm. You see, you can dance a little. Life is short, man. Life is short. So let's enjoy. Let's drink a little. Let's smoke a little. All those are misconceptions. Once you do that, you get to find yourself in unwanted pregnancies, or you find yourself in unwanted situations, in fatal accidents, and just tragic moments. So the many misconceptions that are there are just there to make us think as though, well, if you follow Christ, you will not find this big job, you will not get this promotion. Why? Because you're supposed to steal a little so that you become a real man. So all these are things that weigh us down. These are just misconceptions. Indeed. When you are with Christ, even little is actually much. It's $1 million.
Jesus. Wow. Okay. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate it. Looking forward to our next step tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundisi. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media. AW.